Academy of Sciences researchers concluded that there haven't been good enough studies to determine that, but in the meantime, until the studies are in, the NAS researcher said, if chlordane levels in your home go above a certain prescribed level, then they said you should evacuate your house. But the trouble is, say toxic chemical researchers like the University of Illinois Sam Epstein, they've been seeing families with convincing chlordane poisoning symptoms at doses far smaller than the National Academy of Sciences danger level.
We repeatedly see cases of people with headaches, behavioral effects, at much lower exposure levels. I think any level of exposure to chlordane and heptachlor carries with it some hazard.
The fact that no one really knows what levels of chlordane, if any, are safe, poses an agonizing dilemma for people whose homes have been contaminated.